The Bush administration is struggling to meet a June 30th target date to end the U.S. occupation of Iraq and hand authority to some sort of interim Iraqi government. In the meantime, officials at the Pentagon and the State Department are finishing plans for the U.S. embassy, which will replace the coalition provisional authority. They are hoping it will look like a clean break from occupation authority to invited guest. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
In a frantic final push, the State Department's Frank Ricciardone and the Pentagon's Mick Kicklider have been going over budget estimates and flowcharts to prepare for a new U.S. embassy. Ricciardone, who took leave as ambassador to the Philippines to work on the project, says he expects about 1,000 Americans to work for the embassy, 140 of them foreign service officers. While there will be some stationed in four other cities, he says most will be living and working in Baghdad's Green Zone, a four-square-mile, highly guarded part of the city. Ricciardone acknowledged this could be tough for foreign service types.
We love meeting foreign people. We love speaking foreign languages. We love learning about their religions, love going into their homes. We hate it when a security barrier goes up and prevents us from having contact with the host country nationals.
He was speaking at the U.S. Institute of Peace, a federally funded Washington think tank, which recently issued a DVD to explain to U.S. officials heading to Baghdad what they can expect. In one part, CPA official Susan Hammock described what it was like getting out of the Green Zone, as she had to do to advise the Iraqi Trade Ministry.
You are supposed to put in for military support when you leave the Green Zone, and military support would be pretty much two armored Humvees, and then you should have a shooter in your vehicle. For the most part, it did sort of pave the way. People would move out of the way, and you could go through traffic a little bit quicker.
Former Ambassador Thomas Pickering, who's had his share of tough assignments, says he's worried that the security environment in Iraq might mean U.S. officials will be out of touch with Iraqis. And he points to other potential troubles, including longstanding tensions between the Pentagon and the State Department.
Who will solve problems like status of forces arrangements? Who will be in charge of security? Will that be an overriding authority over everything else? These are all very complex and difficult problems. We worked them out in Vietnam. Vietnam didn't work out very well, but there may be some models of coordination in the past that could be drawn on.
The State Department's Frank Ricciardone acknowledged that this won't be a legally tidy process, but he insisted the Pentagon and the State Department are coordinating efforts. He said the State Department's historian went back and looked at 14 case studies, including the Philippines, to see how the U.S. went from what he called friendly occupier to a more normal relationship with the country.
In just about all those cases, there's a gap between a clear end to the war and the fighting and the formal establishment of diplomatic relations and status of forces agreements and so forth. It can be many, many years, as in the case of Korea, many years before you actually get a status of forces agreement in place. And yet the troops are there, clearly, by the desire of the host nation.
Negotiating with new Iraqi authorities will be one of the many challenges facing Ambassador John Negroponte, who's to take charge of the new embassy on July 1st. Among the many unanswered questions he'll have to deal with is whether the U.S. will have to pay rent for the Green Zone property. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.